Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Facebook would ordinarily say, we're a private company, we're not liable. Well, you know what? When they act at the behest of the government, when they contact Fauci, when they say, should we censor this? And Fauci says yes, and they censor it for the federal government. And then magically, when the government changes his mind and said, oh, all those facts that were there a year ago, now you're allowed to talk about it, they stop censoring it with a flip of a switch. That lays a very strong argument that Facebook is operating as a state agency, and that opens very significant legal liability.
Dr. Fauci's emails reveal a pattern of arrogance we have all come to expect from the minions of globalism, destroying Western civilization with the aid of the power mad inhabiting our nation's capital. Except that, unlike the classified information of Hillary Clinton's emails or the disgusting occultic rabbit hole of the Podesta brothers, or the blatant nepotistic impeachable corruption on the Hunter Biden laptop, Anthony Fauci's 800 pages of emails will eventually tell the tale of a sociopathic, treasonous fool who made fools out of all of us, a template Fauci had workshopped with his response during the AIDS crisis. But rather than sitting the international emergency out based on his previous failure, the Chinese century was ushered in with Fauci as its main co-conspirator in the United States, spinning tales of the mysterious origins of a coronavirus, knowing full well that his gain-of-function research cat had been let out of the bag just as the October 2019 Event 201 had wargamed.
Countries are reacting in different ways as to how best to manage the overwhelming amounts of dis and misinformation circulating over the internet. In some cases, limited internet shutdowns are being implemented to quell panic.
We could be looking at double the number of cases in 1 week and 16 times as many in a month if we are not able to stop the spread. That would be on the order of 500,000 cases, and it would continue to rise exponentially.
Christian wrote, the unusual features of the virus, that's the coronavirus SARS-CoV-2, make up a really small part of the genome, just less than 0.1%. So one has to look really closely at all the sequences to see that some of the features potentially look engineered. I know which that refers to. That's that PRRA polybasic furin, inserted cleavage site in there. That's the thing that makes this thing really sing as a virus and enables it to really attack the cells. So even though they say, oh, it's just less than 0.1%, that's irrelevant. All you would need is just those 12 nucleotides or those four amino acids to be inserted in, and you've got an engineered virus at that point.
And he himself had been vaguely but steadily predicting.
There will be a surprise outbreak.
Any normal person, much less a doctor, who is the highest paid federal employee out of 4 million employees of the U.S. government, would have left no stone unturned to get the American people the best medication possible to combat the Frankenvirus. But not Fauci. Emails show, as Breitbart reported, Dr. Anthony Fauci was advised by Eric Nielsen, a physicist and CEO of Biosignal Technologies, in March 2020, that two drugs could possibly help battle the coronavirus pandemic. But Fauci ignored it, claiming that the email was too long for him to read. Nielsen said he had instructed members of his own family to get Alvesco for emergency use only. Nielsen also claimed that there was a second drug that could possibly be used, which he advised his family to get. He wrote to Fauci the drug is called hydroxychloroquine, which he said also seemed to be effective and safe. Fauci was asked about hydroxychloroquine and responded,
hydroxychloroquine is not effective in the treatment of coronavirus disease or COVID-19.
We are just beginning to digest the massive national security risk our own government displayed under Fauci's guidance, as the Pentagon reportedly gave $39 million to Dr. Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance, the charity that funded research at the Wuhan lab between 2013 and 2020. Fauci's own hubris and marching orders took us all on a completely different course that led to an mRNA vaccine goldmine that was hastily administered in violation of the Nuremberg Code. crippling and killing as yet untold numbers as we live through this present moment.
It's Friday, June 4th, when I'm shooting this quick report. And I just want to congratulate all the viewers and listeners of InfoWars, our sponsors, our affiliates, the crew, because we have been the very tip of the spear when it comes to exposing the fact that the United Nations, with the Chi-Coms, released COVID-19 on purpose, and now all that's coming out. The fact that Big Tech was involved, the fact that Big Pharma ran the operation, it is all coming out. And that's why it's more important than ever that you tell everyone you know, strangers, neighbors, friends, family, coworkers, to tune in to the broadcast every day. And it's important to get great products that keep us on air at the same time, a symbiotic relationship. Next Monday, just in a few days, the sale ends for store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus, 40% off, and so many other great products, up to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's our biggest sale of the year right now, so please take advantage of it and keep us on air. Thank you for your past and future support.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, June 7th, the year is 2021. I am your host, Alex Jones, and this is going to be an extremely revealing broadcast, even compared to our other incredibly pertinent historic transmissions. It's all coming up. The New World Order, depopulation out in the open, and humanity's choice to accept it or stand up and reject it. We have entered the point of no return. First, a powerful report from John Baum here on the Alex Jones Show. Crime has become law.
As Western culture is turned upside down and the public is gaslit on every issue,
a federal judge in San Diego has overturned California's 3-decade-old ban on assault weapons.
I just have to say that it's incredibly insulting for an activist judge to gaslight me and other survivors and minimize the hell that we've been through. As you noted, the courts have ruled over and over again that the Second Amendment is not unlimited.
Law and order transforms into crime and chaos, where the criminal has become the victim and the victim has become a statistic.
Thousands of California prison inmates suddenly found their prison sentences shortened this weekend thanks to a change in good behavior credits. This change includes nearly 20,000 inmates who are serving life sentences with the possibility of parole.
At the peak of the pandemic, the city released thousands of inmates from Rikers Island over COVID-19 fears. 250 inmates released have been rearrested, and some more than once.
On March 16th, Martinez was released early from Rikers because of COVID-19 concerns. Police say just 7 days later, he leaned into a parked car in Lower Manhattan with a box cutter and stole the passenger's cell phone. He was arrested and released. On April 6th, Martinez was arrested and released again after allegedly stealing from the Gourmet Garage on the same block. And again on June 3rd for throwing a rock through the storefront of this clothing and jewelry boutique called Lan on Greenwich Avenue.
There were some that were typically we would not want to release. There were people who had been involved in some assaults and assaults with deadly weapons.
The recidivism rate among Orange County inmates released early due to the pandemic is up 44%.
In essence, this judge is... it's a court-ordered crime spree that he has issued through this order, knowing that these are very serious offenders. 97 of the medically vulnerable are in for murder or attempted murder, 94 for child molestation, and that's not including the rest of the population that we'd have to consider for release.
Dina Love once again having to relive the murder of her brother, Kevin John Ruska, who was kidnapped and eventually died at the hands of Tariba Williams, who only served a quarter of her 84 years to life sentence for first-degree murder.
She should have spent the rest of her life behind bars.
Williams walking free after she was deemed at a high medical risk for the virus. The Yolo County District Attorney's Office was told she suffers a heart condition.
Bail reform, which began in California and has spread to other states, including Illinois, Nebraska, Indiana, and New York, has reduced the jail populations by at least 40%. by eliminating cash bail for as much as 90% of arrests, turning the streets into one gigantic holding cell.
The blood of the children being shot by out-of-control gang members in our city is on your hands and on the hands of every person who does not make public safety a priority.
The police commissioner is making these comments in response to what's been a year saturated in violence. On Monday alone, there were 9 shooting incidents on city streets. And when police do make arrests, the commissioner says, there's often one common denominator. The suspects have been arrested several times before.
We're arresting somebody for pushing a woman down the stairs, and then we release them back into the streets? I mean, this is craziness.
The Mockingbird Media's decision to ignore stories threatening the FBI's white supremacist narrative, promoted by the President of the United States, no less, has emboldened a rising epidemic of heinous crimes. For instance, the mass murder by black hoodlums in Miami recently that garnered no national outrage and quickly disappeared.
Who killed a good kid for no reason? They gotta burn! Miami Garden, Obelaga's gonna burn! Until y'all find out who killed my son!
While Chicago's new rule on foot pursuits tells you all you need to know about the dangerous restraint forced on an already vulnerable public.
The new policy basically says that to start a foot chase, officers must use tactics to try to reduce the possibility of the foot chase in the first place. Make sure body cameras are on and recording. Only pursue when there's probable cause for an arrest. And never pursue someone for minor traffic offenses.
And even the economy has succumbed to the infiltration of policies protecting the radical left's precious zombie hordes.
So look at burglaries. We compiled data from police and found they rose in nearly every neighborhood in the past year. That's compared to the same time period the year before. Some of the biggest spikes happened in some of the wealthier neighborhoods.
Surveillance videos and pictures of prowling predators lurking, breaking and entering garages and homes. Burglaries across the city catapulted more than 62% from mid-March, the onset of the pandemic, until the end of last year.
When you see an activity like that go up that much, you are either talking about more active burglars or more burglars.
Is it any wonder that gun sales are now up 64%? John Bound reporting.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, you fucking fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
My friends, those are very important reports. I open the transmission up with them today. And I have an example of what John Bound was talking about in that report. This is in Austin. How would anyone want to live in Austin anymore after what the Travis County DA just did? A felon had a 200-mile car chase with the police at over 100 miles an hour from Houston to Austin, had a huge criminal record. They let him out. He was being chased for armed robbery. And he did 10 more armed robberies. That's just one example. And the new DA was put in 90% of his funding by George Soros and admits he works directly for George Soros. And he, if you're white and you get a DWI, you get the book thrown at you. If you're brown, you don't. And he says he's repaying racism. What the hell does that mean? I mean, they throw the book at everybody. But now they throw the book at white people only, and he says he does.
I'm going to be getting to that later. This is how the globalists are taking over. Wow. Just incredible. And Soros is really our president right now. He's taken over almost all the major cities and counties. He's put his people in. He's got over 800 district attorneys, hundreds and hundreds of county attorneys. He's got over 20 attorney generals over states, like Letitia James in New York. It's just amazing. Now, listen, I always say this is true, but as things get crazier, each show gets more important than the last. But this is an order of magnitude. I played those special reports because they're important, but also I was sitting here not able to even go on air because I don't know what the top story is. It's all too insane, too smoking gun, and too painful. We can't just talk about this at a certain point. I mean, wait till I cover what just broke when we come back, okay? Believe me, you don't want to miss this. Everybody needs to tune in right now. Tell everybody you need to tune in now. Everybody's got to tune in now. However you're listening, send folks the link or tell them right now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Show. It is Monday, June 7th, 2021. TV viewers, overhead shot, please. Here it is, Daily Mail. It's also in Wall Street Journal, everywhere. Dr. Fauci briefed world leaders secretly. The coronavirus escaped from a Wuhan lab in the spring. Now, we already know this, but now top scientists that worked with him to cover their butts, like Scott Gottlieb, former FDA commissioner, has gone public. And I told you about a month ago when all this started that they were already quietly blowing the whistle because they didn't want to get the death penalty, like other people will probably end up actually getting when this comes out, Nuremberg too. And so they're now releasing the information. Do you realize the magnitude of what I just said? While they're blocking hydroxychloroquine and remdesivir, while they're saying keep the airports open from China to the U.S., while all this is going on, he'd run the lab, run the program, created the viruses, had it released, had it gestate in Chinese, brought it over here, and then use it for fear and control and vaccine patents he and Bill Gates own to make hundreds of billions of dollars for their companies. And ran big tech and censored everyone so they couldn't respond to any of it. So let's go to the headlines. Dr. Fauci briefed world leaders in secret. The coronavirus escaped from the Wuhan lab in the spring, says the head of the FDA at the time. Kind of a big deal. Here's another one. Genome sequencing top scientist with CRISPR systems said that it almost certainly is man-made from the Wuhan lab, just as folks already knew 16 months ago. That's another huge article. And then this mega bombshell. It's worse than we thought. Well, we actually knew this. Fauci and top U.S. doctors caught. They conspired to disqualify hydroxychloroquine as COVID treatment. Millions dead as a result when it was 99%. And aerosolized steroids are 99%. Now, if you're too far gone, they can't help you, but it's 100% if they get it early. Same thing with remdesivir. 100%. 100%. 100%. And they knew. And they blocked it, and they still do. The UN is blocking India getting remdesivir that any Indian can afford. It's $20 for the whole regimen. Take it prophylactically. People around you have a really bad cold. Knocks it out. But you don't get that. You get to die, and it gets worse. There have been a plethora of nurses and doctors going public on this show and others and in the news that they're ordered when people have blood clots, strokes, heart attacks, or bleeding on the lungs after they've had the vaccines that aren't vaccines. Remember that. There was this gene therapy that was emergency authorized, was not tested. That's another lie. And it's in the older studies of similar vaccines, gene therapies, that it causes these problems. And top scientists warned it would attack the proteins in the body because the virus is made up of the same thing. It attacks the carrier, the shell of the virus, the body, exoskeleton, basically. And they're ordering the nurses and others not to put it in a report, so it's got to go on the VAERS so the hospital administration can cover it up. Nurse, Houston Hospital instructs employees not to list vaccine adverse reactions. She works there. She's going public, putting it all on the line because she's not a murderer. She had a Hippocratic oath to do no harm. We got that interview coming up, and folks, it just goes on from there. But the answer to this tyranny, the answer to 1984 is this, right here, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Jill, Dr. Fauci in Harlem greeted with a chorus of boos and chants. Fire Fauci. Articles are up at gatewaypundit.com, infowars.com, nationalfall.com. Need to share these videos because this is the answer. There's a lot of these videos. They're all amazing. But that's what has to happen. But not just Fire Fauci. I was saying Fire Fauci in April of last year in speeches around the country. Now I've been saying arrest Fauci for at least, that was a year and 4 months ago. I've been saying arrest Fauci for a year at least. He needs to be arrested. That's the response. Instead, it's, will he even be fired? He briefed the UN and he briefed the head of the FDA that this was going on and that it came out of the lab, and he knew that, and then said that it was preposterous to Congress and preposterous to Senator Paul, and then said he never funded gain of function when he was the granddaddy of it. Again, it's like saying Chuck Berry was not the founder of rock and roll, or Elvis wasn't the king of rock and roll, or Roger Staubach didn't play for the Dallas Cowboys, or go down the list. I mean, it's, or the sky isn't blue. I mean, the level of the gaslighting is absolutely insane. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. But here's how you respond to it. Fauci's in Harlem, and hundreds of people show up. Thousands, millions need to show up. And not just say, fire Fauci, Nuremberg Code. They launched it on purpose. They made the virus. They lied about it. They controlled it. And his own chief scientist that ran the program for Fauci said they were combining five viruses together to create a vaccine. But to create the fear, they had to release it to then give you the so-called vaccine that is a gene therapy to have this whole revolution, this whole takeover. Again, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, they tried to pass a law to ban human-animal clones that are already being made. And the Senate said, no, it's legal. Now they got TV shows that condition you to accept it that are fiction shows. It's not fiction. It's old news. You don't have time with the learning curve here to play games anymore. We're in a lot of trouble. This is a scientific lunatic takeover. They're preparing us for total depopulation of the earth and saying only the animal humans will be alive in the future. Exactly as I told you their plan is. It's all conditioning, all their sick dystopic plan. And they're doing nothing but conditioning you to get ready for it, where the clones are the victims and are being hunted down. I told you that was coming next. That's the transhumanist move. They make these synthetic creatures, and then they demand we all bow down to them and give them all these rights. That's why you have to say a man's a woman. They get you to accept a man with a foot-long penis is a woman, then you will accept anything. All right, let's go to some of Fauci being surrounded by villagers with pitchforks. Here it is. Look at him pulling up all these SUVs like he's God. Then you take him to prison. Yeah, this is what we need to see, and then it goes down the road, there were hundreds more. There's a bunch of these videos. Arrest Fauci. Look at that big pharma criminals. Taking over our media, they're censoring everybody, they're getting away with murder, literal murder, suppressing all the real treatments, and then a bunch of jerks in their sunglasses all acting tough and bowing themselves up like they're great. They'll all be dying too from the poison. My God, this is disgusting. That little maggot Fauci, he needs to be tried four times against humanity.
There are now over 100 peer-reviewed studies in just the last year documenting that surgical masks do nothing to stop the transmission and the spread of viruses. It's a hoax. It's a fraud. Here's another article on Infowars.com, a major German study showing exactly the same thing. But Fauci knew that. He wrote a study himself, his name's on it, in 2008, saying not only do masks not work, but most of the deaths of the Spanish flu back in 1917, 1918 were caused by people wearing masks and it breeding bacterial pneumonia in it. They're filthy, diapers. Many people dying have died of bacterial pneumonia, and they call it COVID-19. And the criminal Fauci and others knew it all. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. Our big sale ends this Monday, so you have 3 days left. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, and things like DNA Force Plus back in stock, 40% off. Check it out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GMO, big pharma needle in your arm, designed and created by a man that says he wants to depopulate the earth. Bill Gates. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what is coming up today here in the rest of the transmission, because there is so much, truly so much amazing stuff that we're going to be breaking down. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is going to be coming on to talk about a whole raft of big developments that have been... Sorry, my headset's going out here. I love these headsets because they're portable, but the wires that go into them after a while start going out, and it can become an issue. Excuse me. Because I'm not really getting any sound unless they're playing music or playing clips, but when it starts going out, it's going like. And so I had to like get it out and wiggle it there. No, folks aren't telling me what to say or what to do through this. That's another conspiracy online that Jones is being told what to say. Yeah, I wish sometimes somebody would tell me what to say. I'm trying to figure all this out. It's driving me crazy. So, getting back to what I was saying there, I don't need a new one. I'm great. I'm going to go to rebroadcast for a while. I'm going to relax. I'm going to chill. Just going to have a nice, calm, happy day. I almost didn't do the show today, and I'm not complaining. It's just that I am really genuinely freaked out, and I have a lot that I need to cover and a lot I need to say, and I have just gotten to the point where I look at all this, and then I don't want to look at it anymore. And so I'm really trying right now to make myself cover this news. And it's just, why are we even letting all this happen? I mean, I'm going to say this again. They have been cloning humans for 50 years in the medical literature. It's not debated. It's not something that's even questioned. And what they do is they admit the cloning, and then when there's pushback, they go, we're not cloning. Then they admit the cloning. When there's pushback, they go, we're not cloning. And then to move the Overton window, they go, oh, we're cloning animals and humans for decades. No big deal. And then, okay, well, we think that's a bad idea. No, 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 it doesn't exist. And they play these games. And then now, they are all over the news, on the cover of major newspapers, telling you that not only are we making human-animal clones, we're going to put them on the streets. And you're going to accept it. People say, well, that'll never happen. 20 years ago, in places like Hong Kong and China, where anything goes, they had rhesus monkeys that are part jellyfish that produce a glow-in-the-dark effect. And last time I checked an article, they were saying thousands of people a year were buying these from these unlicensed genetic markets. So that's already Blade Runner level stuff. And then you tell people that here, and you go, hey, it's in the Hong Kong news, they're selling these monkeys. And then there's video of it 20 years ago. And I sit there and have arguments with people that'll walk up to me in a grocery store and say, you're full of crap, Jones. There's no animal-human hybrids. So it just gets old, okay? The naivete and, like, the pre-programming here. So here's what I'm going to do. Barnes is joining us in the second hour. Yeah, there's glow-in-the-dark mice. It just goes on and on. Glow-in-the-dark pigs, everything else. A lot of radio listeners go, what's Jones talking about? While I'm on air, they'll be putting things up on screen. Videos and things like that. Just backing up what I'm saying, and I tend to kind of riff off of that. But see, all of this is interesting, but where it's leading us and what the design of the New World Order is what's really bad. Because they've said in all of their official statements, the policy of world government is the total eradication of every human on Earth. And last week, I probably read 100 or more articles on air that had just come out that week saying humans are bad, we've got to get rid of ourselves, no human should be allowed to exist, we must all kill ourselves, don't have children, especially if you're a white woman, white people are bad. And then all these weird white women going, yes, whites are bad, I'm not having children. I mean, this is the dystopic hell that they're selling. They're not pushing this on every channel because they don't plan to put human-animal clones on the streets. You know, I've told you that there are human clones walking around. You think I just pulled that out of my rear end? You think I just pulled it out of my nose, maybe, or maybe out of the air? That Gates was doing a human cloning program with the pimp? You know, that didn't hang himself in that New York jail cell? Oh, mad scientists run the planet. They're ready to go fully operational with their whole takeover. And I'm explaining this real slow. They don't want you to resist them, and they want to normalize it. And so they're using propaganda and media to desensitize you to see this everywhere. as fiction so that as the real thing happens, you don't differentiate the difference between that. And that's why the general public is so enslaved for so many reasons. But one of the big ones is the general public does not differentiate entertainment and movies and horror and torture and death with the real world. So what they do is they blur it all together, and now people psychologically don't get upset or threatened by things that should really threaten you. People have had their life force taken, their survival instinct nullified or basically dialed back or turned off. And my survival instinct is not dialed back or not turned off. But still, it's all just normal, and everyone's going on about their business like all this is normal. So I'm going to settle down here for a moment and try to, because I mean, the crew's the best ever. Everybody's wonderful. This little thing right here, I want to just turn the whole desk over and start smashing everything. That's how I feel right now. Because, you know, it's not normal as a man that knows all this to just sit here and talk about it. You know the people protesting Fauci get that in New York. But, you know, we all really know that's not enough, is it? He's assaulting us. He got caught doing the whole thing with Bill Gates. They're murdering us. And I'm not calling for violence because they'd use that against us and turn that little monster into a victim. But I physically cannot sit here and watch them do this anymore. But you know what? I don't say this as hyperbole. I don't say this as something that I'm even joking about. I'm serious. That we have to logically look at this and say, maybe we're the bad people. Maybe Bill Gates is the good guy. Seriously. He cares. He has passion. He works hard. He believes to save the earth and create a new science and help his people live forever. He believes he can become a god. Now, I'm not defending that idea, and my gut tells me it's satanic. My spirit tells me it's bad. Bill Gates is a little demonic gremlin. But maybe the general public doesn't care about their own children and know all this and decide not to care. Maybe Bill Gates serves a purpose in God's plan, and maybe you do deserve to die. Maybe your children deserve to die these horrible cancer-ridden deaths. Maybe, okay? So maybe Bill Gates is good. Maybe that's what it is, because I keep coming to this point of, like, they're killing everybody, and they're doing all this, and they're just overriding nature, and all of it's poisonous and horrible, and they're all involved in a satanic experiment against us, and we don't do anything? Oh, well, I don't like them playing God on me, and I do not consent to the geoengineering and the 5G and the poisonous gene therapy and all this crap. And I tell you, though, this planet is a madhouse. It's a damn madhouse. People better get serious. This isn't a game. It isn't a joke. There are going to be hundreds of millions of people dying within a year to 2 years. There's already hundreds of thousands dying of these poison shots. And the general...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For you. All right, so the global depopulation program has gone into high gear. It's a UN takeover. The UN is in charge of what you can say, what you can do. Naomi Wolf, one of the biggest liberal feminists in the world, probably the number one feminist, but she actually does care about women. That means she cares about humanity, even though she's been misled. She now admits she's been misled about the left, basically the whole deal. And we need guns, and there's a global government, a depopulation program that wants to kill us, and a total medical worldwide tyranny. So, see, she's a real person. I mean, because, listen, you either wake up and fight the New World Order, or you roll over and die. And so, right-wingers better wake up, left-wingers better wake up, black people better wake up, white people better wake up, because we're all under attack. No amount of money and no amount of power is going to get you out of this. This is a mad cult racing to try to be God. And I read to you these incredible headlines earlier. I haven't even scratched the surface. They get just as bad as these bombshells. Fauci briefed world leaders secretly last year in the spring about it being lab-made, says the former head of the Food and Drug Administration, Scott Gottlieb. Well, I think they're all resigning last year and this year. And as soon as new ones sign up, they resign in like a 2 weeks to a month. Why have there been so many resignations in every one of those agencies? CDC, NIH, all of it. Why? Because they get in there and they find out what Fauci and Bill Gates did, and they said, are you crazy? And I told you all this. I said, big whistleblowers from federal agencies are leaving the sinking ship a month ago, and they're all going to come out against Fauci and admit that he was behind it with Bill Gates. And now it's out there. Redfield, Gottlieb, the current head of the UN vaccine program, she's come out and said the vaccines are killing people in a cover-up. And then their response was to launch COVID-19 right around that time. She said that on December 2nd, 2019. It was already released right around that time. That's covering your ass. I mean, they look like when you'd see our fighter pilots shot down over North Vietnam and they'd been held for a few years and they'd wheel them out on camera. And they had that look like a gun was to their head. All these people have a look like they have a gun to their head, except for Bill Gates and Fauci look like they just won the lottery. They look like they're the kid in a candy shop, a dog in a butcher shop. Because they're taking the damn world over. These are megalomaniacs. You go, why would they try something so bold, so crazy? That's what megalomaniacs do. Think Bill Gates spent hundreds of billions of dollars and all this crap generationally to get control of all the health services because he likes you? He says he wants to kill you. He can't even shut up his ugly looking mouth. That's a killer. Think this is a damn game? It isn't a game, people. And you can just feel the death. I mean, I've got nurses around the country going public and doctors saying from Florida to Texas, from New York to California, from Michigan, it's happening in the UK, Germany, everywhere, that they're being ordered to cover up the deaths and illnesses. And guess what they do in Germany? Germany, they come arrest the doctors and put them in mental institutions for a month or so and then put them on house arrest. And then one of them went back on TV and they arrest him again. They're arresting doctors that work in major hospitals for telling you they're killing people. You're like, well, if this was going on, someone would warn us. They are! They are! And see, Naomi Wolf's smart enough for the average liberal out there watching or making fun of us on Twitter or Facebook, because you know, they play clips and laugh about it. They think it's all funny. You got your blue hair, you got your 3 or 4 degrees that aren't going to be worth anything. You got all this, you know, intersectionalism and all your little pronouns and all your crap. That's all just to make you a loser that doesn't know how to function in society. In the real world, there's a world government depopulation plan taking over. And you can go, well, I know that. There are too many people. And you can pretend you're part of the power structure, but you're not. In fact, Fauci and Gates can pretend they're in charge of all this. They're the biggest idiots of all. Can you imagine what comes around goes around? Karma, you reap what you sow, whatever you want to call it. It's a law of the universe. Can you imagine the checks they've been writing on the universe that they don't have any right to be writing? Playing God. Imagine what the universe thinks about that. So there we are. I'm going to control myself. I'm going to get Barnes on here. But we should be mourning. It's like you watch a kid murdered. You're freaked out. You got to go cry for 2 days. Or you watch a train wreck. Or grandma dies. You get upset. I'm not a victim, but I really take all this on. I know how real all this is. I'm having my guts torn out right now. And I know why other people don't want to believe all this, because it is. It's painful. This is crazy. This is nuts. That he's briefing people that he knew it got out of a lab while lying to the world. That's executable right there. That he cooked it up and knowingly released it. You know that's coming out. And then they blocked treatments that were 100% so they could have some deaths and then get their emergency authorization for a deadly vaccine that's really going to kill all the people. And when folks die of that now, whether they're the CEOs of companies or anything, it comes out in the news they died of COVID. But they'll always say, well, they did take their second shot a few days before. Their liver liquefied, or their lungs liquefied, or their brains liquefied. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back and control myself and get into all of today. But there is just so much to get to, so much to cover on this live Monday broadcast. I have an exciting announcement that I want to make to everybody. We have come out with 3 brand new mega immune support supplements. And they're 40% off when you get all 3 of them together. But there's not a lot of markup in these, so I can't ever go above 40%. They're 25% off individually. It's vitamin C and zinc. Huge dosage of it, of high quality. This isn't the crappy type. It's the good type of both. Vitamin C and zinc to turbocharge your immune system, your body, for everything that's going on. You needed this before all this crap went on. This is incredible. Everybody wants a really strong dose of something to take yourself to the next level. This is a 1,000+% more vitamin C than your daily allowance, and 182% of the daily allowance of zinc, because you don't want to go too high on zinc. You can basically take as much vitamin C as you want. But this is 1,111 times the vitamin C you need, and the Nobel Prizes from Linus Pauling and all that were found that it's the vitamin C plant-derived that you want, and that, again, 1,000% dose is what he said was the bare minimum he would take daily. And it's just incredible what it does. So here it is. Zinc and vitamin C from InfoWarsStore.com. And then we have these gummies that are for adults and children. Vitamin D3 with calcium, natural lemon flavor, like lemon drops. They're delicious. You have that as well. And then a multivitamin, whole food multivitamin. This is all organic, all natural, not synthetic. You can go buy synthetic vitamins that do nothing for you. In fact, hurt your liver. You'll see studies out like, oh, multivitamin hurts livers, because it's not, it's synthetic. And that's how they sell you these big name brands for like $10 for a bottle of a multivitamin that has everything in it you supposedly need. And it does, because it's synthetic. It's not real. It's crap. Well, that's not what this is. This is a whole food multivitamin. They sell this exact vitamin at the biggest food store in the world. You know their name, Whole Foods. We got it private labeled. It retails there for $50. We've got it for you, $29.95. But there is a lot of money goes into this. So we have the new whole food multivitamin, all the essentials. We have the vitamin D with calcium booster gummy bear. And then we've got the vitamin C and zinc from also rose hemp is in there. That's so much great stuff for you. So those are there, 40% off when you get all 3 in the trifecta, 25% off when you get them individually, and that's still an amazing deal. And we look, I've been trying to get a multivitamins like this. Five Mineral Fusion is great. That's all in one powder. It's wonderful, but that keeps selling out as well. To get high-quality stuff that's high-end, it's all broken down. I put in the orders for this 14 months ago, these products. 14 months ago. And we just now got them made a month ago, and they just now came in last week. 14 months ago. So that shows the breakdown in society. We've got a good supply of them, but that'll still be limited. I would stock up on this while you can, because the breakdown is ongoing and very serious. Stock up on all the essentials, and prices are going up, so lock in your savings now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am very, very proud to be at the tip of the spear in the fight against the globe.